doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What's doing?
Nothing.
How was your week since you went home?
It was fine.
Yeah, did you what'd you do with all that stuff?
Yeah, they're here.
Do you know I never went downstairs to clean up? I've been so
Oh my
exhausted.
God. I thought you were
And
in the Hamptons.
no, I didn't go because
'Cause it was such a bust with Joe's party. It was
I
just.
really didn't feel so good.
You had COVID?
I feel in the morning I have a headache, and then the same headache I had when I got the shot.
Really? She just hangs up. Oh. Shit, your bro done helping you, and now tell your mom. And it's. And then. Hello?
I don't know, we always seem to get disconnected with your
You
phone.
hung up.
No, I didn't hang up. So I feel like I have a headache in the morning, and I took a Tylenol, and then it goes away, and then I had another one at night. So I don't know if it's like I have like a very, very mild case, and then
Well, did
that
you
night
test yourself?
I couldn't find it. They were all out at the store.
Harrison has them. He should have given you some. He has plenty.
Monday.
What?
I'm going Monday,
Oh,
not
you
this
don't like
week.
testing yourself anyway.
What?
You said you. I don't like testing myself either, but it's annoying with the
I
thing.
don't. Tests. It's most likely you have it. But if it's negative, it could still mean that you have it. So there's a lot of false negatives.
Yeah, that's true.
So I felt, but you said the PCR test is very, very reliable. So I'm just going to go on Monday morning. I have one scheduled.
Oh. Are you saying
And
Harrison and I should do
yeah.
that too, or is it just for you?
I think you should. Yes, I do. Because I mean, you should find out if you have it because
Why?
I there's a good, well, we were exposed to people who were there and that had it, and
I
that
don't
all
even know if
happened.
like they even everything is totally that way though.
What do you mean?
Like it could have totally been like something else and like we're not going to be around but COVID, so who knows?
What does that mean?
Like people definitely use COVID as a cop out these days. And it wasn't like she said anyone in her close family. It was like all outskirts that are inflicted. Like no one
Oh,
that would be able to.
no. They were all together, and Aunt Chrissy had it confirmed, and they all got
Right.
it. Everybody there got it. The whole, because nobody is vaccinated except for Mike. I remember he got the father. Mike, he got it done in 2020. Like he didn't get any update testing. He got it done
Oh.
like early
That was even before they
January.
offered it to the public.
Well, he got it done like in January, like of
Oh.
last year, and he never got a second shot, and he didn't get a booster. So it's out of his system, and I don't know. The brother apparently got it done, but who knows when he got it done? I don't know the details. And other than those two, nobody else got it. Nobody else got the vaccine.
Is this just all you've
So,
been thinking about, I guess?
well, it's pot. I mean, it wasn't. I would call that a super spreader, basically. They really all
I
got
think
it.
super spreader is like 10 or more at once or like
Yeah, but
100.
that's what happened.
Who knows?
Did
Like.
Brooke, Anthony, Dina, Mike, Aunt Chrissy,
Oh, they all got
Flo,
it?
all of them. All of
Wait.
them have it.
They all ha I thought. I didn't know they all had it.
I told you that. You don't listen.
How do you
They
know they
all
all have it?
have it. It's 10 people. They all have it.
They all, that doesn't even sound like, that like never happens where all 10 people get it.
If you're not vaccinated, that's how it
Yeah.
spreads. It's
That's
this
awful.
vaccine. I don't know where
And
you've
this
been.
more continue.
The Omicron
Yeah, Omicron is more
very
contagious, I
easily
guess. It's
transmitted.
It's more in the head, less in the lungs. Less, as Harrison says, less pervasive, more pervasive,
yeah,
less impactive.
You should get tested. I think you should.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do you have it? You have it?
I don't know, but why do I have a headache like this in the morning and at night? I could
have.
Sounds
like you're just talking on the phone and not eating a lot either.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. So what have you been doing for the last couple of days?
Nothing.
I love The Last Duel. It was great.
Oh, I'll see. Oh, I only have 45. I'll have to see it tomorrow since only 45 minutes. You got it on Amazon?
I think so, but we paid for it, but we have like 2 days to pay for it. So I think you should.
Alright, well, I could also see it online for free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm going to watch something else, maybe The French Dispatch.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
Yeah, I may watch that, or I may watch something about a daughter, the something daughter.
Oh.
It's with,
The Lost Daughter?
Maybe. It's with Olivia Colman.
Is it directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Oh, because it was recommended to me. I just... Oh my god, the Tick Tick Boom, Lin-Manuel directed with Andrew Garfield. And it was about the not gay guy. He made Rent, and it was so sad at the end. It was a lot like the Queen movie, actually.
I heard a lot of he's gay?
No. But all his friends are. He's a play director and writer.
Yes, I heard about it.
But no, but like I thought it would just be whatever, but like it ended up really good. Like it was so like true from what Lin-Manuel has done that it reminded me a lot of Hamilton at the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, watch The Last Duel. It was really good. I mean,
yeah. I did want to see it pretty bad. So.
Yeah.
Not bad enough, clearly.
Like, I think Ben Affleck is the worst actor, though.
He is.
The Adam Driver and Matt Damon.
They're good in everything they do.
They are great actors.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I know. It's a true story.
It is.
So that's
is
cool.
So
Yeah, no, like, when Ridley heard that plot, and it doesn't play well with audiences today, which he thought it would be the timely, especially in the Me Too era, but it's such a, just an everlasting theme of what, like, the jealousy and betrayal or secret and lie.
Well, it's also about women.
Like, Me too.
It really would have played well, but I think because
people don't go out, so they're not able to expose.
It's just streaming, and it would have been
yeah.
the roof.
Yeah,
but
probably.
Because he held out and wanted to release it this way.
Yeah, I bet
I
so.
I think that people only want to go to theaters.
People don't see movies anymore. Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
And maybe that's true, because I don't, other than seeing the Gucci movie, because... I mean,
there's no reason to rush out to the theater anymore, and everyone knows that.
Only for, like, maybe something on the big screen, you know?
But it's,
so.
Like, aside from the world being, it was still, it wasn't anywhere close to, but, like, it's literally a world that COVID wore all day, every day, so.
I know.
It's weird. But Harrison still goes every, twice a week, so.
I know, he's nuts.
He didn't go out for New Year. He didn't go out for New Year's, but he went out the night before. So.
Yeah, he told me that, but he sounded terrible yesterday.
He did. And
he
sick. Looked sad. He gave me my phone case today, which was so nice. He looked sad, though, when I saw him, but I didn't know if it was regular sadness or, like, if it was something else, but...
Yeah, well, I don't know. He's really very against being set up with somebody, and I think he's foolish. I mean, you know, I used to say to you guys when you were younger, you have to distinguish yourselves from the masses. Like, even when you apply for college, when you apply for jobs, you have to be different.
Yeah.
And, like, to be different, he doesn't have to just go on.
It's not working, the usual, the protocol.
Even Joe said, like, your son's a very high-level guy.
Yeah, we are.
And they're not like everybody else, and they shouldn't...
Well, a lot of girls, like, say they want someone so clever and funny or smart, but a lot of girls, like, don't really know what they want.
Well, that's why you need to be set up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true.
Because you know what? No one Harrison goes out with is going to really appreciate.
No, not in any way, And it's the city, it's allegedly sophisticated and such, but, like, I really do think, like, even in, like, a town that, like, had a little more sensible values, I think his better traits would shine through more than whatever, like, his, like, glam, out and about, like, I don't know, like, this is my... He thinks, like, it's his city and it's his for the taking. Like, it doesn't play well anymore.
I think that he is not meeting anyone at his level.
No.
I just don't.
No.
And I feel the same way about you. I really do. I don't think that people that you meet on that appreciate you. And I don't go on that
because of that.
I mean, you know, you're two good-looking guys.
Right.
Smart.
Right.
Successful, intelligent, talented.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you both could really wind up meeting very nice people if you would just, like, be willing to make a phone call and talk to people. Like, you know, he doesn't understand that when you text, everybody sounds the same.
It's fucked up.
It is. I don't know what it's going to take for you both to realize it.
Well, I'm also waiting, like, to get a job and... It's a nice area, like, I'm sure there's...
Are you?
What?
Are you waiting to get a job?
Well, whether I create the job or if it falls into my lap, but...
Well, nothing's going to fall into your lap. You have to look for a job. I mean, it's not going to just happen.
Huh.
You have to definitely look for it. No one's looking for you for a job. You have to look at the same way you got the Anshin job. You have to look for it. I mean, in coding, there's a lot of entry-level jobs, and you'll like it if you just start doing it, and then you'll probably excel in it. But you have to just be given the opportunity to do what you can do.
But we're talking about career, not dating.
Well, career, because if you're saying, I can't date until I get a job, you're going to have to look for a job, because...
I can't survive until I get a job.
If it makes you feel more confident to meet somebody.
No, I couldn't even afford to, like, go out or buy drinks or whatever, like, aside from rent. But.
It depends who you meet.
And also, you have nothing to identify yourself as. You're just someone without a job if you
don't
have a job.
I agree with that. You can say that you're in between jobs right now, but you're very confident.
Girls are looking for, like, guys who are 40 with a boat. And they're literally... They're literally all desiring some, like, insane amount of resources.
You really are underselling. It's really not true.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, all right. Well, I just want to say hi. I want to watch a movie and eat something.
What are you eating? Watch it.
I'm going to have a yogurt. I have a stomachache, actually.
Oh.
I feel nauseous, really. Maybe it's mild COVID symptoms.
It probably is.
It's all right. I just want to relax a little bit.
Oh.
My stomach is, like, upset.
And this isn't doing any good on that.
No. All right, hon. Love you. It was nice spending time with you. We did a lot of fun things.
Huh.
The Maldives.
That was good. They were nice there. It's sad.
They were. I was remembering all the times we went to the movies in Douglaston, you and me alone. When Harrison went to college.
Yeah, we had really nice
movie
Fridays and Saturdays, whatever.
Yeah, we used to go to Roslyn, Douglaston.
We went to all of them and switched every week.
Alex?
What?
Great Neck closed down. Big Manhattan is still there. Great Neck Theater closed down.
It is terrible. And it's like not the same town. It's all skewed.
Independent movie theaters.
Done. So, like, what do you even do want for a date, like around there? Like, it's crazy.
Well, you have to go to Westbury, I guess, the Blockbuster places.
Just, like, some urban, ghetto-wise, but nicened up, like,
yeah.
Hybrid.
It's really a shame what happened to the entertainment industry. It's really terrible.
The world, really.
Well, that's, you should be happy you're not in that industry, and you can create something in a different industry, you know?
No, people who are talented still make money. They just do it with Netflix.
Mm. Well, hopefully this will be your year, and you've had some bad years, but hopefully this will be your year, and you'll wind up doing something in your new field. You know?
Well, yay for me.
Yay me. That's what Allie used to say. Yay me.
Harrison's ex?
No, cousin Allie.
Why was she saying yay? Things were quite putrid.
Christmas and Hanukkah decorations, and she was here, and she started to help us, and she did something, and she goes, yay me.
Oh my God. Oh, Joma Stora.
We just cracked up. I said, like, I never heard somebody say that before. Like,
it's not a typical. She must have Munchausen's or some type of thing that, like, you get dissociated and you still think it's like.
Oh, she definitely does. She just wants sympathy for her illness.
It's kind of like Nani, but Nani does it at a normal age.
Yeah. It's, all right, listen,
that's why they should have lived together.
I feel like I'm
going to
throw up. I'm
going
to have to hang up now.
Is it my voice?
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
What?
You.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go eat something. I feel nauseous.
What are you
Bye.
Eating?
Love you.
Bye.
Yay me.
Oh my God. Call Hesh. Hi, dear.
Alex?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, I'm sleeping,
honey. Good.
How are you?
Well.
Sleeping, too?
Oh, you know.
Well, you slept all day.
I slept all day with David.
Oh, and now you're right. I'm tired, honey.
I know.
I'm in bed.
Oh.
And I'm ready to spend time sleeping.
Good, good.
I can't talk.
I love you.
No.
No.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay, what'd you do? Did you go out?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
did
yeah.
Did you go out today?
I saw my brother.
What?
My brother gave me a gift.
You were in the house?
Yeah.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rainy day.
Oh, yeah. Bye. I'm going to the ball game tomorrow.
Where you going tomorrow?
I'm watching the ball game.
Where?
The ball game.
Where?
Me and Harrison are watching the ball game.
I don't get it. I can't understand you.
On the TV.
Where?
A TV.
To the ball game?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go with Harrison?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah!
Great.
Yeah, man.
Somebody else shoot?
No.
No?
No.
Harrison's not going with no girl?
The boyfriend didn't want to come.
Oh, his friend?
Yeah, the boyfriend. No.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enjoy it.
Oh,
Where's
man.
Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know it.
And let your hair grow a little bit.
All right, my
love. You have such beautiful hair.
Oh, Bubby, I know.
It's just that you gotta wash it with shampoo.
Oh my God, Mom. You know one thing, you're right. Yeah.
So you don't have greasy hair.
Ew.
Oh,
no. Ew.
And you get bugs.
Ew, yeah.
You know you get bugs in your hair.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
No. I remember that girl sitting in the
Oh,
family.
Ooh. Oh my God! Ew! Nat! Nat, Nat! Nat! Ew! Oh my God. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would ever do. I would fucking shoot my brains out, bro. Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you have nits. And you know what the nits are?
Watching
the little white things that they breed.
I breathe.
And they stick to the hair. And you can't get them out.
Disgust.
And the mothers have to take a special comb.
Ooh. And you can come.
And they stick to the hair.
And you can come.
Hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, if you have them in your hair, they send you home.
Good.
Tell your mother to wash your hair.
Go.
Yeah, I don't know if they do it today, but you gotta wash your hair.
I said no.
That the bugs lay. It's their eggs.
She looks so mean.
Not only with water. With shampoo.
He has done
shampoo.
To
and
me.
Wash your hair good, because if you get bugs in your hair, you gotta get a baldy and get everything out. So make sure you wash your hair good.
All right.
Your hair falls out. And not only that, they itch.
I love you.
So make sure you, when you shower, you wash it with shampoo.
I certainly will.
I gave you a big bottle. You must have finished it.
Yeah.
Buy another shampoo bottle.
Okay.
It tells you dandruff.
Yeah.
And wash that hair, because if you get bugs in the hair, you can't get them out.
You know it.
Yeah, so be careful.
Okay.
You have to be clean, kid.
I know.
So enjoy the game tomorrow.
Thanks, baby. Yeah. I miss you, Ma.
What?
You're the best thing in my world.
I can't hear you.
You're so special and beautiful.
What?
I dream of Ma.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
Well, I don't understand your English.
No.
First of all, you're whispering. Who are you whispering at?
David?
Who?
David.
Hi, Michael?
Yeah.
Where is he? Sitting on the bridge?
Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
You got...
What time are you going
tomorrow? The awk silence of laughter.
What?
12 o'clock.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a nice time in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it don't rain.
Oh, don't worry.
I don't think so.
We have a roof. There's a roof in the building. It's going to be fun.
Okay, honey. I got to say goodnight.
I do love you.
I'm very sleepy.
I'll kiss you goodnight. May I go to bed.
Good night, my love.
My love.
Enjoy the game. Let me know how you like it.
Fare thee well, friend.
Good
oh, the best, man.
Okay, love.
Yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
has the best seat in the house.
Best one.
Daddy used to sit.
Oh, would you even believe it now? I miss Paul.
All right. Take care.
Bye, dear.
Have a good time.
Bye, darling.
Good night.
Good night,
Tell
love.
Tell me it. About the game tomorrow.
You'll hear every word.
Okay, joke.
Good. Go.
Adios.
Ciao, Bella. Ooh, yeah.
Goodbye.
Hey, bye, okay. Am I? Ha, ha. Yep.
Hello,
my love.
Hello.
Hi, Mal.
Who am I talking to?
B.
Alice?
Yeah, B. Worcester.
Oh, hi. How
hi.
Are you?
Good.
I'm well. Happy day today.
Yeah, we're not going to the game.
Does he have the game today?
We're going to watch it on the TV. He sells it.
Yeah, it's easier to watch it, believe me.
Yeah, he gets rid of them on the computer.
Yeah.
Yep.
What time does it start?
10 minutes.
What time?
1 o'clock.
12?
I just woke up.
Oh, okay.
Go.
Well, we're going to watch it in Harrison?
No, I'm going there for dinner tomorrow.
Where?
We're getting sushi tomorrow
you
night.
Can watch it in your place?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Have a
good job.
I love you.
Okay, enjoy it.
You're the best grandma. How are you?
What, dear?
How's your eye?
What, dear?
How are you feeling, my love?
I don't hear you.
What, babe?
Okay, enjoy the game.
Wait! Can I sing for you, darling? I want to sing you a song.
What should I wait for?
I'm going to sing.
You'll call me after.
Wait! Let me sing for you real quick. Alright? Hold on. I'm coming way back home. I've been away too long. Gotta find my way back home. Da 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 da. Yeah, get along the track. I got it really long. I know what to do. It's a crummy day. It's very bad outside. Wait. Wait, wait, wait. All right, I got it. You want to hear it? All right, here it is.
I don't hear you, Alan.
You know my face.
I am the most genius, mentally handicapped-ish, like Banner. It not everyone can be Achilles. Growing up, I see like I outgrown Hamptons with my mom. And Joe is jobless, bull of twine in heart. Dwayo, not want to do, go breaks her blart as I fart. And done feel robotistic, robotus, and I just came also thoughtful machine-like. My dad determinator say if I forfeit it, I'll be back right then I lose to light-ish. Threat as B.O. stain hand off adhesive to my upper right door frame. Tony Morrison Montana, Kilmer, Killer, Slevin Paltrow, Bandana, Blue Avala. Wait, Mom's calling me. Oh, look at who's calling now. Hey,
hey,
you.
How you doing?
I'm well. Yeah. No, I wanted to talk quickly before the football in 5 minutes. But
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Who are they playing against?
We're so out of it. This is just the last game of the season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's nothing.
Okay.
It's nothing.
So what's doing?
Good.
You watching it with Harrison?
No, we're getting dinner tomorrow, and there's more football on tomorrow, so we get dinner.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah.
So today you'll just be in your own, is he going to a bar?
I'll let you know.
Not he quick. Shouldn't, you know, he has a lot of things.
He does a lot, but.
I know.
But even, he doesn't usually watch them on Sunday anyway, so.
Yeah. So what's doing?
I saw half of the Power of the Dog last night.
What did you think?
Oh, I really like it. It's only it's boring. It's slow, but
slow.
I really like. And you said the ending is good. And Benedict Cumberbatch has never been in an Eggs Benedict bad movie. He's never flopped or any. He's such a good act, and he plays an interesting role with a Fargo guy. And then that guy is there paired in this. And then he says she's a shyster or a sham, but the guy from Fargo with Kristen, and they had that relationship in that season.
You know, in real life, they're married.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I think they're on their second kid.
I thought she was married to Tobey Maguire. Oh.
No, she went with him, and she even went with Jake Gyllenhaal for a long time.
Right.
But she wound up with him, and they're married.
I didn't even know. Maybe I heard it once, but that's amazing. Like he's around Matt Damon, but Matt Damon almost looks like Harrison in some lights. But Matt Damon got fat.
Oh, you gotta see the last Duel.
Yeah, I'm going to see Duel, but I don't know if I could see it today, so I may just catch it online later
that
in the week.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
I want to see it, even
like
though.
The Lost Daughter. I thought it was too.
Oh, it looks so stupid. Like it looked
stupid.
Like I was actually semi interested in seeing it until I saw the whole preview. And I read the description.
It's
this is retarded.
Very pro female.
Me, it's like Me Too. Me a triumph of Me Too.
Yeah, sort
me
of
too.
Like a female.
Well, wasn't that what the Carrie Mulligan was? Even though I never saw that.
No, that was more of a thriller.
Oh.
That was definitely more of a
so it was more like a David Fincher, like Girl with Dragon Tattoo type.
This was more like a intellectual type.
Oh.
It had some good parts, but I wouldn't bother.
So it was the central character was a shady old woman. How was she? She looked like a big troublemaker.
She is.
Yeah. She always plays like the alcoholic ex-wife or something.
She's great.
Yeah.
Are you watching The Landscapers?
Oh, on HBO?
Such a weird show.
On HBO. So that's similar. Are you watching it? I'm not.
Yes.
So it's similar. You know,
True story.
Harrison was also recommending to me, like, two other murder mysteries. I feel like every stupid fucking show is a murder mystery. Like, I'll watch the, and that's a true story, so that was why I wanted to do it. But, like, there are enough, like, insane hijinks. And true crime is very big with podcasts, especially with women, but, like, 75, 25. But I want, like, something that really happened and done very well. I don't want just any fake random murder mystery, even if it's, like, kind of good. I'm going to see the second part of The Hair of the Dog. I didn't finish it.
Yeah, I don't know how you could stop watching if you couldn't.
What do you mean? It was so boring.
Yeah, but
I saw it late at night because I was finishing Tick, Tick, Boom.
It has a couple of shocking scenes.
No, I only saw 50 minutes. Nothing shocking happened.
Put the words on and watch and listen very carefully.
I do. Oh. There are a lot of whispers.
That happens.
Really?
Because there's a lot of nuances.
Is there?
I actually, at the end, how to read what the ending was really about.
Oh, I have to do that for like 40% of the movies I see on Wikipedia.
It's really tricky about the ending.
Most movies hardly reveal it because there's an artistic trend saying less and implying the most. That's allegedly the most poetic effect. I don't know. I think Scorsese does just fine.
What happened at the end, but when I thought it was sort of similar but different, but it's really, it's sort of...
No, but like, they make it, a lot of movies are kind of designed, you have to see it like two or three times if there's a twist to decode. What hidden breadcrumbs are scattered.
Yeah, sort of.
That's so many movies that Christopher Nolan kind of initiated that. I am going to see, you say, how can I stop watching it? The first 50 minutes was like a sleep show. But like, it's such good acting, you can tell it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get that many good actors and like set pieces together for not...
Did you like The French Dispatch? Because I was thinking of watching that tonight.
I wanted to see it. I thought we would see it in the Hamptons or something.
Yeah, but no Hamptons.
Are you going this weekend?
No, this week, maybe. Can I tell you something? I still didn't clean up the deck.
Oh, that's fine. Today. So it was more of a New Year's thing. You were just going to go and like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. No, maybe me and Nani will... go with you if you go in a couple weeks or something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
We'll be going again.
I know.
I'm
not
going Martin Luther King, though, because I have a wedding.
I don't care when you go, but if, like, me and Nani could go, or me and Harrison or something, who knows?
Yeah.
He's not that big. I mean, so what's with him not going to the office for a month? Like, if he goes back, are they going to say you didn't get promoted? Like, what even happened?
I don't know. Did they tell him he didn't?
He said the person was away, 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 but that doesn't sound like a serious conclusion. Like, it's never like someone's away past promotion season that you still don't know. Unless you
feel badly for him if he doesn't. I feel badly because he's expecting it. I feel badly because
he was assuming far too many royalties, and that was exactly... When I first entered my last company, I was told by an interviewer that I had to act like I wanted to be at that company for my whole life, or like I wanted to like leave there. That's what they wanted people to kind of have a mind, almost cult-like. But then when I got into my team, that weird black woman, Charlene, she is like everyone kind of, but she especially didn't like that I wasn't even doing great at my job, and I was making it clear that I expected to like be there for a long time and just like taking too many liberties of my own, like just of not nuance but zero comprehension or complex of not only what the job demands but like what is required, things I didn't earn that she got because she's a black woman here in this position of power, and I'm just assuming she probably thought just because like I'm white and Jewish that I would just get everything or so, who knows. But she got very mad that I thought that I was getting more than I was entitled to, because Harrison made it clear also, like my old job, he needed to do sales or whatever in order to get promoted a lot. And as far as I know, he hasn't brought in clients, but he shouldn't just be like banking on something that definitely isn't a sure thing.
Or right.
Getting mad at them.
Also, do you have to ask to be promoted, or does it just
It's
happen?
Things people dangle over heads that they really just give to the people they see at the company for a very long time. But for lower levels, people who are just there, time will check off the ticks to fall through with the process. But he is getting late. He's already a vice president. He's pretty steep in the career.
No, I don't think he is.
He told me he was a vice president. Or
he is already? I think he's assistant vice president.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. But
he wants to be a VP.
He told me, I'm this big vice president assistant or some type. And I'm like, wow, vice president's in your title. That's pretty. But like, even though it's so different with what his job, like what they call assistant VP could literally mean you gather the papers and send the emails, because I think that's literally all he does. So mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that he's like having like vice presidential client meetings of a sort. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is right. in some cases, but you can't just demand and assume.
Happens that he doesn't get discouraged or disappointed, no matter what happens. You know, I just do because I don't want him to get hurt. You know.
Like, well, he was making it like kind of obvious he doesn't want to like stay at the company if they didn't do that. But you can't just like assume like everyone is going to give you everything you want anytime you want it. And he does kind of, like even. With like Nani or like any type of problem that you may be in dealing with, he'll like tell you like a one-liner and sigh and act like, aren't you stupid? You should know that, mom, to do with Nani. Like, don't give her an option. Just say, like, he's very clear what he wants, but he's not always completely in the know about other people's perception or even where they're coming from on it. And it's something I struggle with all the time. I'm retarded.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad, man. It's a lack of perspective.
It is hard. I guess we'll know soon enough, though. You know, we'll know soon enough. But I also thought it was strange that he didn't find out before.
It sounds like a no-low promoter.
You know what, Nate? You know what bothers me? They may say, okay, we'll give you the title, but we're not giving you monetary.
No, they don't do that. I thought,
you know?
If at any time they would have done that with me at my old company, it's not a thing that anyone does, and I've researched it heavily. No one does that.
Yeah.
No. It's not like grab bag. It's not a la carte. It's no appetizers. You don't get to pick and choose. You're in or you're out. It's very Succession like it said.
Right.
It's odd.
Oh, in the last.
Oh! I didn't see that. I didn't see the last episode.
No, in the last. You didn't see the last episode?
I didn't see the last episode of Succession.
In the last duel.
Oh, okay.
There's a character in there, and I kept saying to Joe, I know who this is. I know that I can't place it, and then it hit me.
From Succession?
And it was the first wife of Logan Roy, who lives in England.
Oh, wow. She's an interesting
plays
one.
Plays in the last
I loved her also. Role in that.
Yeah.
I liked how she said she should have never been a mother, an semi-resentful, unwilling, oblivious, but knows more than may let on mother.
Yeah.
Kind of helpless, but it reminded me a lot of Nani, though, like being powerless and feeling like just defer to the man. She said, I don't think I've ever gotten my way in my life. And that's when Shiv thought she was getting her way in this or something. She said, I've never gotten my way in my entire life. And that, it reminded me so much of, like, it's not true, of course, but it's something Nani would say.
Mm.
It's funny. Or not. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. It's bad.
All right, enjoy the game.
Thanks.
And we'll chat again.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. If you want to come into Brooklyn, if we don't go to the Hamptons or something in between.
Yeah, maybe.
No, let me know. I know you're so busy, but.
The only thing is, I feel like I have to check on the house.
What?
I feel like I have to check on the house. I haven't been there for weeks, you know.
So you're going to the Hamptons?
Maybe.
Well, so you're lying. No, because you started the convo saying you're, like, definitely not going. But we're distancing anyway, so even though we were on top of each other for 6 days, and now we're distancing, that's a lot. Harrison says, I think we all need to be away from each other. Right, because the last 6 days never happened.
Mm.
It's retarded, really. But
yeah, I know.
It's just counter-COVID logic. Like, people like to exploit it for a design device.
So you want to get rid of everything in this pile, huh? I'm looking at it. Everything in this pile you want to get rid of.
Right? Giveaway. It's like usable things. Maybe you don't think most of it is usable, but everything's in good condition. Like nothing ever got thrown.
All right. I just have to go through it. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I do want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
All right. So, I did part of my part. I did like such a dent that it will make everything subsequently way easier.
Yeah.
Infinitely. But it was a proof of concept.
No, you got a lot done.
I did. You really did. Oh, I did. I got the bulk of it done. But.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Missing. You're boxing.
I was listening.
Without
what?
Without a cover, right?
Yeah. Cover. Yeah.
Okay. You're boxing here without a cover.
The psychologist I listened to.
Why didn't you put it in two boxes so you would have a cover?
Because we couldn't even transport one, basically. My phone broke in the process of Harrison throwing my shit around. Yeah. I did get a cover for the box I brought.
No, but the one you left here that.
Oh.
Your stuff.
Well.
The cover is here.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to, if you want to cover it, like, do something with the top.
This is the one with the duck in it, right?
Yeah, it looks so much night. Yeah. It looks so
that's
much.
Good. You really scaled it down.
Yeah, it looks. If it was a startup, I would have exceeded and outpaced all of your projected earning.
Well, what I'm
revelers.
Looking at is you just have some of your art.
No, I know. Well, no, we'll talk. I don't want to.
It's not much at all.
I know. No, but upstairs too, though.
And then I got to do my part. Why
I'm saying I made a big dent. I still have like a third of it there. There's at least a third downstairs. There's the aspect upstairs, and there's also the Hamptons, which now I see how I was going to let Harrison do the Hamptons. He literally yelled at me for all the progress I made, saying, I didn't take you for a hoarder. You've never been this way. I'm like, my whole life I clearly was. I have all these things, and this is a significant even decrease from what I've had before. But, like, just yelling at me, saying, you didn't make nearly any progress as I thought. He said that as we were leaving Tuesday. It was like, so I'm not letting him touch upstairs.
I don't know. I think you did.
I made a world of difference.
Yeah, I
did. But, yeah, like, I see, like, he said, if it was up to me, this would all be in the trash. I thought you changed. I guess I was wrong. But, in the Hamptons, I'm going to help. There's probably at this point almost as much in the Hamptons upstairs as at least in the one upstairs there. So don't let Harrison throw all that shit away. But there would never be a time he'd be in the Hamptons and I wouldn't be, I guess. And
right.
If he had.
I may want to save your medical records, though.
Well, I'm glad I didn't throw it away.
Yeah,
but,
I may want to save that.
Yeah.
So I may save that for you. And you know, I actually have like a lot of reports about you when you were younger.
Oh, the SPED reports that you have to show me.
Yeah,
which...
I want to give you those. Those are in a different place.
Where are? Oh, you hid those pretty well.
I didn't hide them, but they're in a different place.
Is it revelatory?
I think it would be interesting as an adult to see it.
Yeah, I need. Oh. Especially if I'm alleged to meet with any potential investors for my next business, it would be unsanguine of uttermost illicit eccentricity of high. I can't go without other epitome. I'm doing it right now. So, in the podcast I listened to with a psychologist, there was a level. About dogs or pets and in general, but like humans will you expend infinite resources and care and love and time for something that does nothing for it, no real benefit other than of course companionship and love. So dogs are much like people in that sense that we kind other people we will spend so much money or time on and all of our effort and we don't really get any thing out, no productivity or anything, like we don't get food out of it, there's no benefit, but there's a debate on whether dog like pets probably it would be obviously more cats than dogs or anything, but if all pets really do love their owners or if they're a bit more sociopathical from nature in which they see humans or they don't, whatever angle it's at, but that it people are their owners are the means to their end. If they really do feel true love, or if it's just a bottom feeding hamster wheel with food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's an interesting concept about like my phone's dying, but like what dogs, anything in general. They have tremendous concept of like emotional intelligence, but
are you reading this or are you writing it?
Neither. Oh. Why do you assume? No.
I'm just in the basement now. I have the phone in my.
Why do women ask side questions to get to a bigger point of disconnect?
Oh, so what do you want to get to? Because I'm exhausted here. I'm trying to do this stuff. What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait.
A lot of paintings here.
Sure.
Anything else?
Oh, no, there were just some other interesting parts that kind of reminded me. Did Allie had cats, I guess. Yay me!
Yeah.
No, it was kind of interesting. Is it toxic or sociable or asocial or healthy in any way or not? Is it acceptable or are you entirely dysfunctional? If you don't really interact much at all with the outside world and you just kind of recline with your pet or pets, it kind of sounds like the women on the Shih Tzu page that you have.
I don't know. I think they're all different.
Yeah,
I
that's...
I can't say you can put them into no. one category.
No, you can't. Wait.
You don't want the complete start-to-finish MBA admissions guide?
No.
Why do you even have that?
I got into grad schools, but, I took
but
the...
But you didn't go for your MBA. It was for,
I took the GMAT. Uh-huh. That's the MBA test, and, you need to use the same process for grad schools, I guess.
Oh.
Because it's seen as like an MBA equivalent just for tax.
I see.
No, but, like, I'm not making much of a point really at all, but it's like, it is a debate if someone interacts too much with their pets and not with humans, if they're functional or not. And the psychologist thought you can't, like, if you do just like interact with your pet, it doesn't necessarily imply you're dysfunctional. But then there was another interesting chapter. What is that?
I'm moving things in the basement now.
There was another fascinating part about with hoarding, and he gave an example with hoarding that someone is just so like bored, especially during COVID, they don't really have anything to do, and they use a lot of funds. They like Santa things, so they order like a Santa thing every day or every other day, and just boxes, piles, and come. And it sounded a lot like what I do, kind of, but like just in general.
Well, I'm very upset because I started getting more boxes, and I cannot have that over there. I just cannot have.
Wait.
That.
Yeah, you were supposed to get a few more though.
I shouldn't be getting any.
Yeah.
Why am I getting them?
No, there were a few in leeway, and there's like a couple more coming.
Well, what is this thing of socks down here?
What?
You know this thing with sports socks?
Socks?
With white and blue socks. There's like a whole bunch of stuff with socks.
Socks. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's like a drawer with socks.
Well, I didn't look through it.
And t-shirts, underwear.
Yeah, I definitely didn't go through that part.
Yeah, this sucks here.
That's why I said there's
stuff. All right, you know what? When you come next time, just finish up. Let's not worry about the Hamptons yet.
Yeah.
Let's not worry about Peru.
Yeah.
Let's work still down here, and then we'll...
Whoa, are you yelling at me that I didn't do enough work after I just...
No, I'm just saying that.
The point was I was supposed to do it so I would be showing that like the rest would get done in the next few months. Like you're a psycho. You're literally bat-ish. She just hangs up. Oh my god. This is not. Oh, I'm so glad the recorder didn't stop. That was so close to that. I'm not well. No, I'm not. Not at all. She's cranky as fuck, and yeah. She's gonna throw it in the box. She just likes to fight. The same, bruh. Okay.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number.
Hell no, I'm not in for your aggression. We back, baby. See, this was the vibe. I got two more auctions tonight, B. We need to stop below sleep.
I'm sorry, the president of the reach has a voicemail button.
If she passed, I'd be so amazed. She classic, bro. Same, show me. Brother Bull. Oh.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the...
It means you're not trying hard enough. If they don't get the slot. No response. I mean, you're not trying...
I'm sorry.
My phone's going to die.
Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
She, homie, don't go, really. We talked too much sufficient shit in my brat, bruh. So we have to move on to dummy. You know, don't. Type to go by the boss of fan. Diddly dive and monthly hype enough for that.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name.
I'll give it one more try. One more time. I just think I'm so funny. And the hooli. Twad, bro.
Hello, we are not available now.
Alright, one more try for that. I can lose. You're a user. Chooser. Your phone is so dunzo. Alright, chill. After this, diaspora. Spev, Rasta. Caress it, it's lasting. Master blaster, master passer. Dance to the wall, trust it. Toadies, you're my homie. Possum Kingdom, Doctor Doom. That one wasn't working, so. Mythical. Lopsalesque. No better. Just different.
Hello, your and phone number after.
Fuck. My phone is gonna die before I finish.
And it on my head.
I just came, all so thoughtful. Machine like I'm frothful. To my draw through, you're especially Tony Morrison, Montana Kilmer Morrison. Small bodies and hands aren't, especially Guido, if you ask me. Precious, think if they met a girl through say best friend. That she can't fuck him once she break about the loyalty to her, cause she knows her through the boyfriend. But you guys didn't have rights till 2 days ago. Men used to be gentlemen, let myself sort aside from beating and raping hoes. Finally, something woke. Yeah, Jimmy, you so fine, blah, 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 hey, Timmy, yeah, so crummy, the women now fuck, men so the Lucio of value, and men are emasculated as ever hope, of course, they thorny and trying back and do upper low, ish, the women, and I'm no help, bruh, I'm on this constant salt the brand, Marvel doesn't own Game of Thrones, prish, I so believe you, ish. Rogan Pajos from killing shit, didn't we do done it? The depression contest, who has it worse, men or women? Wait, we all fucked, especially if you're not the wokest left. And you're even worse off, especially if you done Elvis Arden. Ish. Yeah, Fall Out Boy, chicken, yeah, dilly da. Penile code, what if the catchers drop the balls, ish, who's on the bankroll? Will the soft jerk run home, brew? Would you do stand-up legs? I never thought of that, Elon provoked. From what I hear, it's hard, from, you know, Rogan Joe, at least let myself flex, Musk all dwell. People have laughed at me, ham on my ribs, but they were friends. Yeah, they laughing at you, it doesn't mean you have done stand-up chops. When the taste is, I thought, have not, I brought Grinch, I Gronzo, I done shroom, briefly Bronzo. Now the fucking cantatore, I'm a Schumacher, Bronzo. I'm a little done, little alfalfa boy with the Hebrew. Oh, you're the Eblo, oh no, Meeblo, you're Dan Stewart Little. No, you're Stewart of Jonathan, Fritz of Nero, Rapunzel, Schnitzel, Schnitzel, Witzel, Witzel. You're the little guy in the tide, I don't know, live laugh, my son lacks all due vex. He is Scrooge, a Netflix special, wow, ish, that would be done, epicra, ish, potential. Change done, gang, Sprouted, I have competency. I now must stand up to it be good. He be the first innovator, comedia. That's why the stocks are from Jobs. And oh son, like so high, he's the Joe Rogan of tech. Oh my gosh. Rad beat. Shit's ain't going. This is alright. You know my name, friend. You got the blame and rain. Wednesday, man, train, I'm lame. Leftover quesadilla from Portland. To get out of my lane, Sage. I'ma drive a quarter ton so rats and twin and tell her the. You ain't got the nerve to burn the other type of murder journal. It seems too easy to program a depressed machine. Robot less, well, we can program a guitar, bots, my devil swing. Kareem, easier than Kareem. No hunt, Dumas, and make them. Cheery, bot, like myself, it's Elon, you're propagating anthropologica. Oh my god, it's morphic. I'm Morpheus like a Doran. I'm a boring, I'm storing, I'm torrent, I'm Brit Orin. I'm notoriously important. No, it's important. In Lord the Tudor Flow, I Brit. No, you can't cure depression, it's intangible. And passions and musk all do oncoming. Grads try to be useful. Right, it's me hard to be useful. Is that too vague? A positive net contributing that'll go over the edge. Let my ass not just leader for sake of being leading. That's a little better. The people who unsweater and weather tell a feather my boots are strap heather. Want as leaders, don't want to ish. Our society in school fucks us so matter. Oh, it's so hot. All red herrings aboard. All horror jar. I want some lox and bagels and shrimp. Oh god, X, why will he help fight our machina, brotherly shrimp? He's in charge alone like George of no humble. I'm a little Bruce and Arian Foster. No, it's like Truman Wanza. No, Brandon Frazo. It's a student intellectual paradoxical. Entirely different language. I'm the beast of the Bronzo. You're going to kill me.
Yo, bring it on down.
My bro didn't want me to go into his office. He said I'd fog up the windows.